Recording in progress.
You don't need to record this one. Yeah.
Recording stopped.
Save.
The space.
The client space.
In accordance with the disaster proclamation, we are offering this on the Zoom to see one participant. Hello, Brian. And it's the Public Works Committee meeting Tuesday, October 18th, commenced at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Are we here with citizen comments? I see none present. Not on Zoom land. John would say. Excellent. And minutes for correction approval, July 19th, 2022. Peruse those. We've got any good suggestions?
Okay. I'm good.
All right. It's approved as presented. On to new business, PDB 2022-66, water reports for May through September of 2022.
Per the IEPA, this is something we have to do. The only thing of note on these is well 4 was out of service for most of these reports. I think August it came back online, yes. So that's the only thing of note on here, but we need to pass these along to the City Council for approval so we can turn them into the IEPA.
Any questions? Questions? Good. Those on the consent agenda?
Sure.
Thank you. New business item number 22. Number 2, PW 2022-67, the capital project updates.
Good evening, everyone. Substantial amount of work complete since the last report at the end of June. Some of the projects include completing the work at Fox Hill and some of the punch list work that was identified, the road program, East Main Streets, well number 4, as Eric just referenced, as well as significant improvements on Bristol Ridge Road. So tremendous amount of work completed over the last 3 months or so, and there's other detailed information on the memo. I'd be happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
I have any questions. Joe, you got any?
No, I'm good. That's
good.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Brad. On to new business item number 3, PW 2022-68, our bond OC production summary from September 30th.
All right, it's only one reduction in the last quarter. That was Grand Reserve Unit 27, just recently completed. So that pretty much is the summary of the report.
Any questions? Short and sweet for you, 2 in a row there, Brad. Thank you. Item right, number 4, PDB 2022-69, Cornelius Road Interceptor Sewer.
All right, bids were taken last week on the 11th. We had 8 bidders bidding the project. Just as a reminder, this is the sewer project that would extend out to the Bright Farms project. There was an ordinance that was passed that detailed the funding arrangements. It's a combination of YBSD funds for the large 30-inch interceptor sewer plus Bright Farms. The low bidder is a company called Fisher Excavating out of Freeport. And at this time, we are recommending award contingent upon receipt of the funds, from YBSD and Bright Farms, and then also the final acquisition of easements, which we're feverishly pursuing.
Excellent. I have no questions. Joe,
I'm good.
Excellent. All right, standard public works agenda. We have Cornelius. It's a fun topic, right?
This may be related to the last one. Cornelius Road Interceptor Sewer Construction Engineering Agreements.
It is. It's for EEI's management of the physical construction of the sewer.
It is $256,813 is an estimated fee based on hourly rates. Again, this will be covered, the bulk of it, by Bright Farms through their development agreement. So we will be in contact with Bright Farms, notifying them that we intend to award this contract and the bid, reaffirming their commitment within the written agreement, and making sure that they are aware of the deadlines for payment before we get underway. These are the exact same documents reviewed by the Economic Development Committee at a previous meeting. They do cover the riverfront, basically from water's edge up to the top of the hill, and then a little bit through the entire length of their property, and a small square trapezoid, some sort of four-sided shape at the northwest corner of Hydraulic and 47, per the development agreement.
Imagine that. Hopefully third time is the charm, and this will be the last time, but we were notified again by PACCAR that there was a nationwide increase, and our increase came out to $14,145, bringing our grand total for the truck, the chassis only, to $128,445. Our salesman, Connie, would not say that this would be the last, but she's hopeful because she's frankly tired of making these calls herself.
No surprise there.
And it's unfortunate, but like the truck we just approved a couple weeks ago was still $30,000 more expensive because you just can't find it.
Yeah. So where are you at on on the waiting list?
June build, September delivery of next year is what we're being told.
This coming June.
This coming June, so it'll be over 2 years we've waited for this vehicle.
And if you would go back
and increase three times, I like saying.
Well, yeah, but
nobody's getting trucks. So if we would have jumped out of line and ordered another one, we'd be at the same time frame.
Yeah. So you're talking like 2 or 3 years?
2 years. They're back down to about 18 months. So we're hoping it's getting back to that 1 year build window that it used to be.
Yeah, I know Montgomery just went through this. It was on SPY. Yeah.
Exact. Exact same thing. The exact same dealer, exact same truck.
Is it particularly a certain dealers, or is
nope.
It across the board?
Across the board. Everybody's doing this. They can't get them, they can't get parts, they can't get them built, and they can't keep them in stock.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't even get work vans.
No. I looked on the website the other day for transit vans and pickup trucks, and the only thing available is electric cars and a Ford Bronco. There's no work trucks, no work vans, nothing available.
Like we're looking at used ones at 50, 60 grand.
Oh wow.
And not like gently used really either.
Then ours ought to be worth something.
Right. Excellent. Any other questions? Thoughts? All right. Yeah. I think we'll go to this one on consent. For the last time.
We hope.
Excellent. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Business item number 8, PW 2022-73, Kendall Marketplace Residential Discussion, 1 year guarantee release.
All right, so nearly 2 years ago, the City Council accepted the public improvements for the single family portion of this development. So this is not the townhome development, it's the Billy McHugh development just north of the townhomes. So since that time, we've been working with them to complete the punch list items that were on the 1 year, during the 1 year maintenance period. They have completed those now, with the exception of installing sidewalk along the unbuilt lots. And to cover that, they're placing or putting up a new letter of credit. City Attorney Moore and myself have seen the draft of the new guarantee. I don't believe it's been received by the city clerk yet, but upon receipt, we are recommending release of the other letter of credit that they have in place. And I'd be happy to address any questions anybody has.
Good. Yeah.
Design engineering component of what the City Council had approved a meeting or two ago for next year's Road to Better Roads program. So in order to get everything bid out in the spring, we've got to design it this fall and winter. And so that's the engineering agreement in front of you. It is for $85,368 as a fixed fee with EEI.
Actually, we're just going to do vehicles this time. It's just two of them. I would like to actually go through AutoSmart and Oswego. They're kind of like a consignment sale. I know that Parks Department has used them with good luck. Jim Jensen, Chief Jensen's used them in Oswego. I don't know if he's used it here, but he's actually looking for these two cars that he's getting rid of to use the same person. And Dwight has used them, Kendall County Sheriff as well. The more he gets for the cars, the more we get for the cars, so he has a pretty vested interest in trying to move them along. These are two trucks that we have a replacement truck for one of them, and the other one should be coming in the end of this week or next week. So we'd like to just get them out of our shop space before winter comes and try to, and these trucks both have plows on them, so he feels they'll bring probably top dollar right now.
Two completely drivable vehicles right there.
These two are, yep. The other ones that aren't didn't make the list are going to be far less than $5,000 and will probably go to the pickup parts store.
Two pages of, mowers and equipment and vehicles that are just, yep.
Well, that's the
yes.
Life.
Yep.
Well, we got our life out of them.
Well,
that's what we do.
Yes.
I like it. Excellent. I have no questions.
It's in the packet. If we have any conflicts that people know about, you can change as you see fit. You can also change the date and time for the regularly scheduled meeting if you'd like to. But other than that, here's the calendar, and we'd look for a vote to approve.
I'm good.
Good. been working for us for the last couple of years, right? Probably beyond that. I am good as provost. This is item number 13, PB 2022-78, the service agreement with Joe for.
This came as a joint venture through the PD and through Public Works, since we use them the most by far. We had an agreement with Jovix in the past when the former purchasing manager, Kerry Parker, was here, and it just lapsed. And in order to renegotiate, this is what Jovix had said, they could not keep that low price under $100 per hour. So this is actually better than what Kendall County Sheriff's Office got, so we're very happy with that. And this will take us all the way through 2024.
All right.
Do you have any oil changes with that?
The PD does, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, then they have a big inspection list that they do when they check it, and there's a set price for the oil changes, I believe.
I was wondering if you knew what that was or not.
Look, I think it's $69.99. For some reason, that sticks in my head.
That's full synthetic, then?
Up to X quarts of 5 quarts, I think, of full synthetic.
Okay.
$68.
No questions. Locking it down, you said 2024.
Yes.
You guys good with the consent agenda?
Oh, one.
Sure.
Sorry. How long is the agreement for?
It goes through 2024.
Okay. Thank you.
We're good. I want to go here.
Ken, here's the prices. Check them out too. All of them.
Oh, I believe you. Yeah. Oh,
no, I just curious. Yeah, they're all on there. I just couldn't find them in the agreement right away.
Like PDF page.
All right. Something.
Yeah, I didn't check those.
New business.
I didn't have a problem with
that. No business. Is there any additional business?
We talked about those sidewalks before the meeting. If you guys could get me any addresses, I'll gladly put those on the list.
Greenbrier, is that what you said?
Okay. Yep, it's by Dan's house. Is it right
yeah,
by
Yeah, I'll look to
yep.
Or just get me close.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he knows exactly where it's at.
Yep, I got both of those written down.
We got any info on Brian's
house? Oh, my. No. Like,
Joe's is on a different list.
Yeah, a different list.
Yours is on the list.
You got anything, Jason?
I do not. I'm going to hear you. Thank you. Go away.
We do it again. Excellent. Well, I think with that, we'll call the meeting to close at 6:18.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
I will lock the front door.
Please.
Main request you got there.
Here?
No, I was on the phone.
Oh.
I'm like, well, thanks for keeping her outside.